Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
We may be leaving it to the last minute, but it's never last minute for the Surf Coast Trek. It's just maybe picking up the pace, so to speak, with training. The first thing you and I were actually discussing is correct footwear for it, because this is one thing that a lot of people wouldn't have thought about with the Surf Coast Trek.
Yeah, so that's probably the first thing I'd definitely recommend people looking at doing, especially before you get time on feet, would be going out if you don't already and getting a pair of correct runners, especially getting them probably fitted to you. So yeah, like a bit of a hybrid trail shoe would be perfect. If you get them now, hopefully they're worn in and they're nice and comfy, so that in 8 weeks time, you won't have any dramas with blisters and losing toenails and things like that.
Been through that, don't want to do it again. Now, you mentioned actually start moving. So from a PT point of view, obviously every week now you don't want to be doing 40Ks a day. What should we starting to look at now?
Well, I would be, starting to move. So whether that's collecting a few of your friends that may be potentially doing the walk with you and starting to get some time on feet. And then over time, I would start to make those walks or those treks a little bit longer. So increase the intensity. So by 8 weeks' time, your fitness level has hopefully increased by then and you're ready to go.
Are you looking for like hills and stuff? Because obviously the trek goes up and down.
Yeah, so I'd be potentially going out to the Yuyangs. It's really undulating out there and you can get lots of elevation. You can even go down to the Surf Coast, even walking along Torquay, along Janjuk. That's a great track. But definitely, if you're not currently doing anything, you need to start moving now and slowly build over the next 8 weeks.
And of course, these are great tips, whether you're doing the Surf Coast Trek or if you're just starting the new year and you do want to pick up a level of fitness. Again, this is a great starting point for anyone listening as well. But very quickly, let's finish with this will be your second Surf Coast Trek, first as a Trek champion. Now, you're someone with an exceptional level of fitness. You train people for a living, but to put those listening to ease, what part as a trainer did you find difficult? Because they'd be looking at someone like you going, oh, well, this would be easy.
The hardest part is definitely being on your feet for a long time. Like, I won't lie, you can only do it as fast as you walk. So you don't want to rest too long because then you're out there a lot longer, but then you don't want to go too hard and potentially blow up later. So it's probably just pacing yourself, making sure that you take your breaks when you get to those aid stations. And if you're doing it with friends and family, that's probably the best thing too, because the time does go a lot faster. I know I did it with you last year. It was great having you because you literally talked for 7 hours.
I know.
Maybe find a buddy that can talk.
It's almost like a meditation, you just tune out. And,
I didn't realize this was turning into
an... You don't actually have to answer that.
I didn't realize this was turning into an honesty station. But we will check in with you in a fortnight and get the next round of tips for those who are heading into the Surf Coast Trek or just looking to update their fitness. But we really appreciate your time, Flick. We'll chat to you soon.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you soon.